full of dunya, etc. At that time, the higher class people, they would sit on tables and eat, the kings, the rulers, etc. So the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that he would eat simple, like how a poor person would eat. So he would sit down. As we mentioned, that this is the closer to the sunnah. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sit down and eat. But for any reason, if a person sits on a table, there isn't any type of haram in it. It isn't anything dislike. Say that now you shouldn't be eating. It's like a person using a vehicle, using a jersey. Those things that the kuffar also use. So in our times, non-Muslims use it and Muslims use it. So both use it. So therefore, obviously, closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to sit on the floor and eat. This is the best tariqah, and we should aspire for that. Sometimes people have got knee problem, leg problem, etc. So we shouldn't look down upon anybody else who's sitting on the table. And if we're invited to a place where there is a table, then we shouldn't make a scene. And why are the tables put here? We should sit there and we should eat. Obviously, if there's provision made now where a person can sit down, then a person should prefer sitting down, because this is close to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَكَلَ خُبْزًا مُرَقَّقًا حَتَّى مَاتَ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not eat any bread made out of fine sifted flour right up to the day he passed away. In other words, he never had fine bread to eat. This was also out of his humility and out of the simple tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But despite that, he would spend hours and hours in salat right up till the time that his feet also would get swollen. So this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suffice on little, but ibadat will be a lot. Today we have done it reverse, that we eat so much and our ibadat is so little. So this was the tariqah and the beautiful manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simple life, simple food, but his ibadat was exemplary, out of this world. Another hadith we did yesterday, and Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma qal, لقد رأيت نبيكم وما يجد من الدقل ما يملأ به بطنه رواه مسلم. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu is telling the people after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, he said that I have seen your Nabi, the Nabi of yours that you love and you claim, etc., etc. I have seen your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He didn't find even inferior quality dates to fill his stomach. In other words, he would eat, and that also would be a few. So this was his style, and this was his simplicity. So if we really want to bring the true sunnah of Rasulullah, a person shouldn't have anything, because then we won't manage also, then a person will go all the way off. But a person daily, his aspiration should be that inshallah, one day it must come, that I should aspire for less and less of the dunya. So more and more of the enthusiasm of akhirat can come into our hearts. Today's hadith, An Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النقي من حين ابتعث الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله تعالى. يا حضرت سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه, saying that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did not see bread, not forget eating, he did not see bread made of fine flour right up till the time, from the time Allah Pak had made him a Nabi till the time Allah Pak had taken his life, he did not even see bread made out of fine flour. فقيل له, it was said to the Sahabi حضرت سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه, هل كان لكم في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مناخل. So he was told, now the Sahabi is being asked, that in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, did you have sifts that you normally use to clean, etc., the flour, to sift the flour, did you have this? قال ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منخالا من حين ابتسع الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله تعالى. He replied that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not even see a sift. Forget using sift. He did not even see a sift from the time Allah Pak had appointed him as a Nabi, right up to the time he had passed away. فَقِيلَ لَهُ كَيْفَ كُنْتُمْ تَأْكُلُونَ الشَّعِيرَ غَيْرَ مَنْخُولٍ. So then he was asked, Sahabi, how did you all eat? How did you all eat barley bread when it wasn't sifted? How is it possible? In other words, it's so hard, the grain, etc. Without being sifted, how did you all manage eating this? So then he explained, كُنَّا نَطْحَنُهُ وَنَنْفُخُهُ فَيَطِيرُ مَا طَارَ. He said, we would take this barley seeds and we would grind it. And after we would grind it, we would blow the husk away. Take the barley seeds now that's grinded. You just blow the husk away. And then فَيَطِيرُ مَا طَارَ, whatever husk goes away, goes away. وَمَا بَقِيَ ثَرَّيْنَاهُ, and whatever is left, we would moisten it, knead it and make it into dough. So whatever now is left now, we would moisten it, wet it up, we would knead it and make that into dough. In other words, even that rough and coarse barley also, we would use that for our bread. This was the simplicity of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that nothing interested in any type of luxury of this world. In other words, this was the highest level that we can drinking, forget the other luxuries of this world. His aspiration was, how I can use the minimal amount and how I can do maximum as far as the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And this was the style of our Buzurganuddin. Yesterday we mentioned an incident of Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas from Spingo Beach. I came across an incident of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, that one of his final trustees meeting at Shival Masjid. So a letter was read out, and in that letter the trustees were being urged that convince Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali to take a salary from the masjid for all the years of service he's been doing. They convince him, the trustees must convince him that please take a remuneration from the masjid. At least it will cover his medical bills. If nothing else, at least his medical bills will be covered from this remuneration. So Hazrat Mawlana thanked the trust, but he refused. He didn't want to take it. So then it was told to him, okay, at least allow us to pay for one of your overseas. At least we are giving you something, you know, for the effort that you've put in for so many years in the masjid. So what a beautiful reply he gave. This comes from people who have disassociated themselves from the dunya. So his reply was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides from sources unknown. So the provider is Allah. My heart's desire is not to take from the trust. My heart's desire is to contribute to the trust. So Jazakallah, I don't want to take anything from the trust. So this was the desire and the love that these people had. Even when dunya was presented, then also they didn't want to take as far as deen is concerned. They wanted to contribute and be more proactive as far as giving, as far as deen is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and give us these qualities also. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.